Hello?
Hi, Ronald. Can you hear me? Is this better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Again, I have to repeat, this is a recorded line. The phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
A smartphone.
landline? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. So the following questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And have you had a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
RONALD
And your last name?
QUIST.
Do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
Junior.
Junior, okay. And can you confirm your gender
Okay.
for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
4/14/64.
Okay, and can I get your social?
5/49/394072.
Okay, and what is your height and weight?
5'10", right now 160.
160, okay. And your email?
Ronald Quist email at gmail.com.
Okay, so your first name, last name, email at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
My last name is plural.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
My last name, it's like if you were saying it, it's Ronald Quist with the S. It's hard to say the S at the end. It's
Okay.
Ronald Quist email. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I have RONALDQUIST.
S.
E-M-A, okay, there's another S after the T.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then
That's the S that's harder.
E-M-A-I-L.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for your phone number, I have 702-971-1252.
Yes.
And then is this your a cell, your home, or both?
Yeah. Oh, both actually.
Both, okay. And then what date would you say that you first became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
2014.
2014?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember roughly around what month?
April.
April. Okay, and then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injury or your cancer?
How did I find out?
Yeah, how did you first find out? Okay.
From my doctor.
Okay, and then how many times a year would you say you sprayed Roundup for? If you had to
How many
estimate a
times?
number.
12 to 15.
Okay, so about 15 times a year. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what was the month and year that you started spraying Roundup?
January of 2006.
2006. And when did you, what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
April of 2014.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't know I had to.
Okay. And I just want to confirm the state you applied Roundup in was Nevada?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied to? Was it residential, commercial, farm, a fence
Residential.
line? Okay.
Residential, I used a sprayer. Area probably 30 feet by 40 feet.
Okay. And then you said your exposure was residential, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And what was your first exposure to Roundup? How were you first exposed to it in your life?
By using a sprayer.
By using it at home as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were always, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time that you sprayed?
Every time.
Okay.
Yes,
and then if you had to estimate a number, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
I'd say 100.
100? Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. What type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And do you remember where you purchased the Roundup? What store?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Any what?
Receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Oh, not anymore. I don't.
Okay. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
no worries. The attorney do ask if you do find anything, just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No. Never.
Have you ever Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
When I was married 35 years ago.
Okay, so that would be 1989, is that correct?
Somewhere in there.
Okay. Has your bankrupt been discharged?
Oh yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. And do you remember what year it was discharged? Was that 1989?
Approximately.
Okay. And what court was your bankruptcy in?
Oh, gosh. It was in California.
California? Okay. And then do you have any details regarding the claim that you'd like to add?
No, it was just a simple claim. We're talking right. About my in California.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
We're talking about my bankruptcy thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, for drugs years ago.
Okay. Do you remember what year?
Two thousand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then, do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regarding your employment, who is your current employer?
Her name is Rita for Labor Plus.
Labor Plus.
Yes.
And that is in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Okay, so the address I have is 5125 West Oquendo Road, Suite 14 in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89118.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your job title there?
Stagehand.
I'm sorry, say that again, staging?
Staging or stagehand.
Staging, okay. And then in regards to losing time from work, what do you remember the dates that you were unable to work, roughly around what month and year?
I can barely remember my birth date, and you want to know. I don't remember the dates.
Okay. Do you remember the year?
2014.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and then just a couple more things. Can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Heather Allen.
And where is she located?
Sunrise Hospital.
And then is this where you were also diagnosed? I mean, treated?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and is it the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And do you have a phone number for her by chance or no?
No, I don't have it handy. I don't.
Okay, no worries. I have a phone number for her. Let's see. I can find the phone number for her on Google. Phone number I have for her is 702-952-3400. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that was Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the address I have is 3186 South Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you. And then do you remember the date when you started your treatment?
It was in 2014.
Was it right after you were diagnosed in April?
Yes.
Was it like towards the end of April?
Yes.
So roughly like around April 30th, 2014, does that sound correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
I did radiation and chemo and pain medication.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Man, I lost a lot of work. I lost days, and it's scary. It's real scary, actually. No, just to know that you're, or thinking that you're dying, it sucks.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm really, really happy to hear that you're still with us today. I know it's not only a physical battle, but a mental battle as well, so I do applaud you for still being here with us today.
Yeah, it's more of a mental balance for me, anyways.
And then just a couple more questions. Sorry.
No, I was saying my battery's in the red.
Okay, we're almost done. In regards to the oncology practice treating your cancer, that was Sunrise Hospital Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. Alrighty, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, not live with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Sure.
And who is this person to you?
Just a friend.
Friend, okay. And can you spell their first and last name for me?
Steve Bellinger. S-T-E-V-E. Bellinger. B-E-L.
Go ahead.
A-N-G-E-R.
So B-E-L-L-A-N-G-E-R?
No, just one L.
Sorry, say that again?
Just one L, yeah.
Okay. And then can I get Steve's phone number, please?
Error code 702-234-2279.
Okay. Alrighty, Ronald, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you, make sure everything sounds correct. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma roughly around April 20th, 2014. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at the home address of 1001 North 4th Street in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89101. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 8 years. I have your first name as Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name Quist, Q-U-I-S-T, Junior. I have your social as 549-394072 and your date of birth as April 14th, 1964. I have your height and weight as 5'10", 160 pounds. And I have your email as ronaldquistesemail@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 702-971-1252. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around January 1st, 2006, and the date that you stopped roughly around April 1st, 2014. You sprayed in the state of Nevada residentially, and you were exposed directly by using it yourself at home. You've had roughly around 100 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased the Roundup from Home Depot. Your current employer is Labor Plus. You do staging. The address of Labor Plus is 5125 West Oquendo Road, Suite 14, Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89118. In regards to your bankruptcy has been discharged approximately in 1989 in the state of California, and it was just a simple claim. And then in regards to being convicted of a crime, I have the year 2000 due to drugs. I have the date that you were, or I have your diagnosing and treating doctor is Dr. Heather Allen. You were treated and diagnosed at Sunrise Hospital Medical Center located at 3186 South Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89109. And I have the doctor's phone number as 702-952-3400. For treatment, you received chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication, and you started your treatment roughly around April 30th, 2014. I have your current address as 1001 North 4th Street in Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, zip code 89101, and I have your emergency contact as your friend who does not live with you. Their phone number is 702-234-2279, and I have your emergency contact's first name is Steve, S-T-E-V-E, last name Bellinger, B-E-L-A-N-G-E-R. Is there anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, everything sounds correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
So I have to close off this?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. I'm not too tech savvy.
It's okay. For some reason, it's not letting me submit. Give me 1 second.
I'm messing things up here. I'm
Can you sign the papers?
Let me call you back because I'm on the phone with the attorney.
Okay, sir.